Many Syrian armed rebels and army deserters have pledged their loyalty to a loose umbrella group. It's called the Free Syrian Army. Maureen Olivesi met with some of the insurgents in Wadi Khalid. That's just across the Syrian border in Lebanon. All of the rebels in this story requested that we not use their real names.
An old school stands on a hill overlooking a valley. Below, red-colored earth marks a smuggling route into Syria. The road is sprinkled with landmines. Inside the school, the blackboards are scrawled with slogans denouncing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. 21 Syrian refugees are now living here, but two of them aren't exactly refugees. Zain and his brother were officers in the Syrian army. They deserted in August after a raid on their village killed two of their close friends. Now they carry out operations with the Free Syrian Army. Zain says he crosses back into Syria to help protect civilians during protests.
Before the protests start, we coordinate with the activists and plan in advance for safe exit roads. During the protests, we wait and watch. If the army attacks or surrounds the protest, we confront them. If they open fire at them, we reply.
Zain says he just returned from Homs. His brother is still there. He and his brother cross back and forth over the border with the help of some Syrian border patrols. Zain says most of them do it for the money. We met Ahmed in a safe house at the tip of Lebanon in the last village before the Syrian border. He's a commander with the Free Syrian Army. He suggests that many active Syrian military members are hedging their bets. Some are even helping the insurgent group to buy weapons.
Regarding the equipment, he said that they have about 16,000 ammunition and they have machine guns. Kalashnikov, and sometimes they buy weapons from the army, Syrian army.
Ahmed heads the rebel unit Dawn of Freedom that operates in Homs. He says he has 350 soldiers under his command.
So our first goal is protecting the civilians, and then our position is defending and not attacking.
So they don't give any order to specifically carry out attacks against targets, military targets.
يعني أنتم ما بتعطوا أوامر لهجوم لمهاجمة.
We are completely against attacking the army. This is a very clear order. We don't want to put the country in civil war.
Ahmed says the target is the Shabiha, the thugs hired by the Assad government. He says the Free Syrian Army wants help from the international community, but not military intervention. What they need, he says, is a no-fly zone and a protected area where civilians and defectors can find refuge. Without a rebel stronghold, defectors have to operate below the radar inside Syria. Those in northern Lebanon are only here to see their families or because they're wounded. That's why Marwan is in the Lebanese city of Tripoli. The 23-year-old insists on meeting in a downtown cafe. Curvy women belly dance on TV. Marwan says he only goes out of his safe house for physical therapy, so meeting here offers a break to his daily routine. Marwan was in the last month of military duty in October when his unit stormed a village at the border. He was ordered to open fire at any civilian trying to cross over to Lebanon. When he was told to kill or be killed, he ran away. He was shot in the arm and shoulder as he tried to cross the border. He underwent surgery at a local hospital on the Lebanese side of the border. Then the Red Cross moved him to Tripoli. He and his friends never talked about defecting. They knew they were being watched all the time. Marwan says such tight control is what prevents more from leaving the army. He's convinced that more soldiers would defect if they had a safe zone to go to. He says the Assad regime would then collapse on its own. But if it didn't, that would be the right time for a full-on offensive. For now, defectors and top commanders agree the Free Syrian Army has neither the manpower nor the firepower for such grand plans. For the world, this is Marine Olivesi.